I don't know. Are people really saying from white to black belt, strength doesn't matter? I don't really think that's a thing. All right, let's talk about this one. A lot of these that I find are about jiu-jitsu, Brazilian jiu-jitsu, whatever. And I'm not trying to just pick on jiu-jitsu and the jiu-jitsu people. That's not my point. You're probably going to take it that way anyway, but that's not my point. It just so happens that a lot of these come from this world because I think that in a lot of ways, it's, while jiu-jitsu itself is as old as any martial art, Brazilian jiu-jitsu in this world, this commercial aspect of it in America is relatively newer than a lot of other martial arts that have been commercialized. Okay, so they're experiencing their things for the first time in their opinions. Okay, so this one was interesting. Your BJJ coach is probably lying to you about several things. Let's get into it. Mandatory uniforms. We are our team, so you need to wear our uniform. It's just kind of interesting how they posted this. Two actual reasons for this rule. They only give, profit. It's harder for students to join another gym. That, I don't know that that really holds up. It's martial arts. There is a uniform, usually, in most traditionalized martial arts. There's a gi. This applies to gi. I imagine some schools have no gi, rash guards and shorts that they want you to wear. I don't know that there's, I don't see a problem in that. And don't say that, hey, man, you own a gym and you own a dojo, so you see it that way. I don't require in my kickboxing and fitness classes and other martial arts we do, I don't require people to wear an official uniform. But in our karate practice, we do have a gi, and they need to buy, they need to have the gi having the school patch or whatever on it. You can get just about any type of gi. I set them up with a certain type of gi, but, you know, there are schools, there are the, you know, the schools that cater to kids and stuff like that a lot more. This is a profit center for them and their business. I get that, but I don't know why it's sort of being posited as a lie. I don't think, did they say lie? Yeah, they said lie specifically. They're not lying to you. It's not a bad thing. Strength and athleticism, it doesn't matter. Only technique matters. Yeah, train the technique. We live in a world bound by laws of physics. A technical person can overcome and beat a more athletic person. However, if two individuals are equally as technical, the more athletic will probably win. Ask your coach to armbar a silverback gorilla if he says otherwise. I don't think they're lying to you. I think they're coaching you. So far, I'm feeling a lot of arrogance from this post. But, you know, as an instructor, not a jiu-jitsu instructor, but as a martial arts instructor, and a CrossFit coach, technique does matter, and you need to train that first. Early on, I've trained jiu-jitsu for a long time. Early on, you do try to rely on your strength. I do that. When I don't know a technique, I just try to double down on how strong I use a something I know. If we're all both equally trained, the stronger person probably wins. Yeah. I don't know. Are people really saying from white to black belt, strength doesn't matter? I don't really think that's a thing. Cross training is wrong. Reasons to cross train. You'll get new perspective on concepts, techniques. You'll be challenged by new people. You'll make new friends and connections. You're supporting other local business. Reasons not to cross train. If your coach is insecure, they'll feel bad you're not at their gym. This one's probably pretty accurate. I don't like it when people train somewhere else. I don't think that's good or bad. It's business. I think it's hard to separate being a teacher an instructor in martial arts and the business side. I just think it is. I don't necessarily have a problem with people doing multiple things. I have several students that train other places too. I'm not everybody's head coach, but I am some people's head coach. I don't know. This is the first one in the deck that makes me think. What works in the streets? BJJ originated through Gracie challenges and the early UFC. True. Breaking and strangling karate and kung fu practitioners using basic, effective grappling, fighting each other every day to practice this. The focus changed. Some people blame sport jujitsu. The reality is fighting is hard. Learning to fight is hard. It hurts. It's not fun. That's too hard for, it says, target demographic to build a successful business on top of, because fighting is really hard. Do all, this is a silly statement, but it's, I think it's true. Your entire martial arts journey in life doesn't only have to be about fighting. I don't know why. I'm going to pick on you, jiu-jitsu people. I don't know why it has to be in this world always about fighting, all like just that hardcore fighting and the reality-based self-defense and the knife people. It's not, your martial arts journey is not solely only about fighting in the streets or even fighting in the octagon. That's just a one particular thing. It's all rooted in self-defense, yes. But there are other aspects to your martial arts journey. Self-discovery is a big one. Learning things that make you a better human being through the art is beautiful. I don't know. I would just, if you're listening to this and you're anywhere in your journey, I would love to hear what you think of this one. This is a whole discussion we could get into, and I think that it's worthy of some discussion in comparison across the spectrum of martial arts. Yeah. So they go on. Let's see where we are. What is a business owner to do? Keep the promise of street effectiveness, but dial down the intensity? Yeah. Cut back on using resistance. We can just drill, right? Yeah. If you do not pressure test your techniques, you cannot know that they will work in a fight. In fact, they will not work. Not true. I think most people don't really know what it's like to be in a real fight. I'm not going to sit here on this video and tell you that I know what it's like to be in a real fight because I've had a bunch of real fights. That's not true. As an adult human male who's trained martial arts for however long, I've not had a fight in the streets for survival. I hope I never do. I say that honestly. I think a lot of martial artists sort of fantasize about that. And that's cool. Whatever makes you interested in it is good. But you can drill. You can practice without beating the living shit out of each other. You can practice without hurting each other. I love to train jiu-jitsu in a safe, controlled environment. I've quit schools before because I was significantly older than the rest of the students, and they were just destroying me. But it didn't mean I left feeling like, oh, I could never defend myself and therefore I should quit jiu-jitsu for good. That's not the point at all. I can continue to train. I'm training. I'm learning. I'm learning something new. I shouldn't be afraid of getting my arm broken if I'm learning an armbar for the first time. I shouldn't be afraid of being choked unconscious the first day I'm learning the rear naked choke, right? That's not how that works. So yeah, if you're a business owner, you have to keep your students safe. That is your job. It is your job to make sure that that class is safe and functional and that they're learning. And that maybe if they're ever confronted in the worst day of their life, needing to use something they've learned to defend themselves for real, they will be able to. One, because they're not hurt. Two, because they've not been permanently damaged. Three, because they've learned the technique. Four, because they've drilled the technique. Those are my opinions. Let me know what you think. This is not a bad post because it made me think and it made me want to change some things in my school and in what I do. And for that, I am thankful. Thank you for the post, Compound Grappling. Let me know what you think in the comments. What's your experience been? What is something that drives you crazy? What do you think about the post? Let me know.